As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, gamers, to Budget Arcade, your number one free-to-play video game review podcast. In the normal weeks, we review free-to-play games. Your boy Jeff, Scott, and I, we all take turns yelling at each other about how well we liked a game or how much trash the game that we played is. However, in these off weeks, I typically go it alone. And I talk video game news, what's coming out soon, some reviews of more popular games, maybe not a free-to-play title. But this is what we do in these off weeks, is we just spitball. And I sometimes ramble on about nonsense, and other times I pick a topic, and you get to hear me ramble about that topic. But however, this week, in this off week, and make sure, as an aside, you go back to last week where we reviewed... Dang, what did we review last week? It wasn't Pokemon Unite, it was something else. Contra Returns we reviewed. I really liked it. Scott and Jeff, not so much. So make sure you give that episode a listen. Yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. This week, however, I'm going to talk the... It's not a AAA, it's an indie title. But it has blown up since it was released late last year. The video game is Hades. It is a top-down roguelike dungeon crawler, and if you're familiar with roguelikes, it is a game where you die often, and you're brought back to life with a set of certain abilities that you get to keep, and other abilities you lose, and you make progress through playing the game over and over and over. There's a ton of games in this genre, and I am not a big roguelike genre fan. I don't play a ton of roguelike games. The last roguelike The last roguelike game I played was a couple months ago. It was the PS5 exclusive Returnal, which is more... It is a roguelike, but it was more action, gunplay oriented. And I wasn't really a fan. So when I chose to play Hades, and I'm playing on the PS5, I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I do. I think this game is fantastic. It's a great game. It is entrenched in Greek mythology, where the main character you play as is Zagreus, the son of Hades, which is the god of the underworld. And the main premise of the game is that you are trying to escape from Hades, is because as the son of Hades, you have been, I guess, not really banished, but told you can't leave Hades. And as Zagreus, you are curious about where you come from and who the family that you have that isn't in Hades, which is all the other gods who currently sit on Mount Olympus. You know, Zeus and Poseidon and Hermes and, you know, all the other gods that aren't, you know, trapped in Hades. So you're pretty much just, you're told that you have to, through the game, is that you progress the story by ascending through the underworld and into the different realms. And so one of the main aspects of the game is how the story is told, and the narrative of the story is told by dying and returning back to Hades, and that's where you start. Your house in Hades, and by speaking with other, you know, characters, recurring characters that pop up once you die, and you have to go back and speak with either your father Hades or your assumed mother Styx or Achilles, who helps you along, and the story is told very intimately through different interactions with these characters, and the more times you die, the further you progress the story in the game, and it's the gameplay is fantastic. It's super fast paced. It's you know, it's nonstop action. It's chaotic at different times. But the more times you die, and the more times that you go through a run, the more abilities you gain, and you know, each different god that you run into grants you certain abilities, depending on how far through the story you are and how far the narrative has progressed, and these abilities play into the type of weapon that you've chosen. And as you progress through the story, you unlock certain weapons. My favorite weapon is the railgun that shoots an explosive projectile, a rocket, if you will. You know, there's my other favorite weapon is a shield that it's almost like, you know, the Captain America, you throw it and it comes back to you. And the ability to unlock certain maneuvers with these weapons, and the more playthroughs and runs you progress with, the more abilities you have with the certain weapons. And so the game prides itself on, you know, these abilities, and it's quick. You know, the combat is quick. It is reactive. The more times you play against a certain boss character, the more times that they become aware of what weapon you're using and how to combat against that. And so You may run into that. Hey, this sword weapon that I'm carrying isn't great against this boss character, so I need to change up my tactics. You may have run into a character that has only appeared when you carry a certain weapon. So, when these characters pop up, they present different narrative options, and unlocking the combination of narrative and gameplay mechanics goes hand in hand. And as you progress through the different levels of the underworld, which there are three in total, and as you progress, things get harder, the enemies get harder. Depending on which weapon you have, you may breeze through two different levels of the underworld. Then you get to the third level, and all of a sudden you hit a wall because that particular level and that weapon that you have don't jive well. And so when you die, you have to rethink, okay, what's a weapon that allows me to have less difficulty all the way through rather than just breezing through the first two levels and then coming to a wall in the third. And that may be the spear that you get, or the shield, or the railgun. It just, the game is so open as far as like the customization of levels and weapons. Now, the game does state that no run is completely the same as the last. And I found that that's sort of true. You do run into the same level designs, but you may not run into the same types of enemies in the particular level. And so in that aspect, that is true. However, it is not, roguelike definitive that each run is completely different, is because the levels are situated a certain way. And so each room that you progress in the different levels rewards you with either, some life aspect where you gain more life, or you gain more currency to use to level up back at your house in Hades when you die. There are keys that unlock more ability or weapons. And so there are six weapons in total, and then countless abilities that can carry over from run to run that give you a leg up. And you have to think about how you want to spend your currency in that way. There is a currency that allows you to redecorate, and I use quotes around redecorate, in-game, because the redecoration... And you use this currency at a contractor. It's the game calls them a contractor, and it allows you to redecorate and gives you more ability. Like one redecoration option puts urns in each room that you breaking the urn may grant you money to spend, and you run into each. Each level has a couple of rooms where the character of Charon, who is the ferryman that is meant to carry souls to and from the underworld, you can spend your money with him, and he allows you to purchase different ability upgrades or what are called boons, which give your weapon or like a dash move more ability. And so those are important as you progress through the level.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So different runs yield different results, and if you were to die against a boss and then progress again in another run back to that same boss, the narrative and the dialogue options would indicate that they remember you. A boss will say, "Hey, oh, you're back again. Okay, cool. I'm not going to go as easy on you," or, whatever. So the intuitiveness of the gameplay is what I really bought into, and it allowed me to really, really enjoy this game. And I will say that the game is not easy by any means. And there is a god mode, which gives you a certain level of protection, a certain percentage of armor, I guess, or resistance to enemy attacks. But that does by no means let you run through these levels. It kind of gives you a leg up. And so I thought that the gameplay matched up well with the difficulty, and it never once gives you a kind of a sense of entitlement playing it, is because as I progress and I beat the game, I found that, each run was rewarding and frustrating in its own sense. And I think that's what the game is going for. And in a roguelike game, it's meant to present frustration but rewards at the same time. And the rewards in Hades are, hey, even though you died, it has now unlocked more dialogue options and has now progressed the story a little bit. And now you are being shown that you have these other guns and abilities and weapons that, because you died, have now been unlocked. And so the frustrating aspect is that you're going to die, and you're going to run through these levels hundreds of thousands of times. I don't know how much time I've put into the game, but I can tell you that I have died hundreds of times, and each time I died, I found myself going, "Well, dang, that didn't go as I thought it would." But when I got back to my house in Hades, after I died, there was a character that had new dialogue for me, and the new dialogue led to a new weapon, or the new dialogue led to new abilities. And so while I thought I had progressed through a level to a point where I never had before, the reward for dying, and may seem counterproductive, but the reward for dying was becoming stronger. And so that is the aspect of Hades that I absolutely loved, and presented unique challenges that never once felt like the game was overcompensating for any of its difficulties. The game's artwork and how the story is told, the voice acting. There are no cutscenes, really. There are just dialogue that is spoken, and I thought the dialogue was fantastic. The different voice acting for the different characters made everything seem fresh and unique. There, I didn't feel like any one voiceover had the same feel. And so that felt, you know, refreshing. The character of Zagreus and the voice actor that plays Zagreus, I didn't look him up because honestly, it's the voice acting is very well done. But how the artwork and the voice acting interact with each other is that they're meant to feel cool. The voice acting, or I'm sorry, the artwork for these characters, they're buff and they're ripped and they're godlike. And they have cool haircuts, and Zagreus is kind of a playboy, and so when he's interacting with different characters, it's kind of this dating simulator, where there's a back and forth and a flirtatious narrative behind the interaction with certain characters. And, it doesn't matter who the character is, if it's a male or female, there's that certain flirtatious vibe that you get while you progress through the story. And I felt like that was very unique in its own right. And even after you beat the game, there's still things to do. There's still abilities to be unlocked, and a time trial aspect of how long does it take for you to progress in a run, and can you beat your top time as you run through with these different abilities. And so the game is great, and it got a lot of Game of the Year buzz late last year in 2020. And at the time, I didn't really understand why. It's because here we're talking about an indie title. It's developed by Supergiant Games, who they've had a couple of indie hits, but nothing on the level of Hades. And I was just wondering, I was like, is it warranted? And I'm kicking myself that it took me so long to play this game, is because this is one of the best games I've played in the past couple years, hands down. And the fact that I'm playing on the PS5 is just kind of a cherry on the top, because the game has taken advantage of all the PS5 has to offer as far as, tech goes, and makes the game look absolutely fantastic. I imagine it still looks great on other platforms, other lesser platforms like the Switch and the PS4 and whatnot. But the game was built for the PC originally, I believe. I may be wrong, but I remember thinking that the game was built for PC and then migrated to consoles, and has now since been reworked to accommodate what consoles do best and their controls. I find on the PS5 the controls are very fluid, very responsive, and do not present any type of barriers when I'm engaging with different environments in the gameplay. So it's out on all consoles now, and the PC. It is a fantastic game. If you haven't played it, or if you've been on the fence about playing it, give it a shot. Even if you're not a roguelike fan, like me, I'm not a big roguelike gamer, but this game has me wanting to play other good roguelike titles. And I'm appreciative that Supergiant Games made such a great game that it has made me want to dive into a genre where I felt like I would not enjoy myself. And so that's Hades. If you want to get in touch with us, and I understand this is a shorter episode, but that's what you get when you leave it to Mark. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on any of the social media platforms that you're on: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We even got a YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to that, where you can listen to all of our podcasts. We have a Discord. And if you want to join a community of like-minded gamers, but also with various tastes and interests, make sure you find us on Discord. You find all the links in our show notes. If you want to support us, we have a Patreon. That's patreon.com/budgetarcade. And you can become a paid supporter of the podcast, and you get exclusive access to our Patreon channel and Discord, where you get to interact with other Patreon subscribers and myself, Jeff, and Scott. Elliot's on there. So pretty much anybody you've heard featured on the podcast, we're all there, and you get a little behind the scenes access to Budget Arcade. What are we playing next week? Next week we are reviewing the MMO Super Animal Royale? Super Battle Animal Royale? I don't know. It's not Diarrhea Castle, I know that much. But it's Super Animal Royale, which is available on the PC, Switch, PS4, PS5, the Xbox One, Series X, and Stadia. So if you want to play along with us and leave us some commentary in the Discord, we'll read it on the review show, and you'll be featured that way. Our music is provided by Stimage. You can find his music at metroidmetal.com. And that's it. So appreciate you listening. Next week, we're playing Animal Battle Royale, and we'll catch you next time.
Podcast Network.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.